Good morning. Boker Tov. We're learning today, Lili Nishmas, Mr. Julius Rosenberg, Yehuda ben Shmuel David. All the Nishmas we learned for should have an Aliyah. Okay, so brand new parak, Lamed Hei Amud Aleph from the very top. Ketzad Mevorachim Al HaPeres. This is a very important parak. It starts to introduce to us the halachos of making a bracha. So this we'll see, we'll start off right in the Gemara to say, is this a din d'oraisa, is this a din d'rabbanan? And ultimately we'll conclude that it's a din d'rabbanan, with the exception of after benching, that you make a after eating bread, when you bench, that's the only one that's a bracha d'oraisa. Some suggest also maybe an alamichya, but all the other brachos, even though we're going to suggest to them maybe they're a d'oraisa, we'll ultimately see that it's all an asmachta, and that we bench, we make brachas before and after when we eat something because of a concept that we shouldn't be taking anything from this world without thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Ketzad Mevorach Al HaPeres, we start off and ask, how do we know that you're supposed to make a bracha on Peres? So, Gemara says, first of all, what brachas do we make on Peres? Gemara will then ask, how do we know that? Al Peres or Elon on fruit trees, on fruits that grow from trees, who Omer, we say, it's interesting, it starts off in the plural form, Ketzad Mevorachim, and then it says Omer to teach us an aside that you can be motzi somebody else in a bracha. In any event, Omer Bore Priyates. Again, none of this should be shocking to anybody who's hopefully familiar with these brachos, Baruch Hashem. So you make a Bore Priyates on fruits that grow on a tree. The definition of that is something that really is there from year to year. That's how we really define a tree, as opposed to certain things like a banana, which again is a big machlokus amongst the poskim as to whether it's an eitz or an adama. So we ultimately paskim that it's an adama because the banana really isn't the same thing that's from year to year. So a tree is by definition something that lasts and goes from year to year. Chutz min hayayin, the one exception to things that grow on a tree that we do not make a bari priya eitz on, but we make a special bracha, is on wine. Wine is the product, of course, of grapes, and shalayayim, which are going up, so therefore we make a more elevated bracha, we make a special bracha, omer bari priya gefen, or a gofen. So we make a very special bracha because it's such a special item. Al peres haaretz, on vegetables, fruits that grow from the ground, so here we make omer bari priya adama. That's the standard bracha that we make, that we're familiar with. We'll see that there are actually are other opinions that you'd make a more specialized bracha for each type of category of things that grow from the ground. Here also we have an exception, just like the grapes are the exception for the trees. So, too, over here, chutz min hapas, bread, which is the highest form of food that you can have, shalapas u'omer hamotzi lechem min haaretz. It's a very special bracha that we make on pas, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Then on vegetables, ayirokos, u'omer bar priya adama, make a bar priya adama on all the other vegetables. This includes peres or aretz. Some suggest that peres or aretz is really referring to kidneys, and yirokos are other types of vegetables. So Rav Yehuda Omer, Bari Mei D'Shamin, he makes more specific brachos, and therefore he says that you have to make it as specific as possible, and therefore the proper terminology, which we don't, of course, possibly like going to Rav Yehuda, is Bari Mei D'Shamin. Gemara starts off and asks, where do you get this concept of bracha? It's a very beautiful idea. Where do you get it from? Minani mili. So we'll see, this is an asmachta, but we're going to try to suggest it's really a daraisa. Ultimately, we say it's only an asmachta, but we're going to try to bring a drasha from the psukim. The Tanu Rabban, we learned in a braisa, the Taurus Kohanim, Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem, that the pasuk tells us that there's this Hilulim, this praise, which is in plural, so it implies two praises over here, which teaches us, we want to learn, Melame Shatunim Brach Lufnem Balachrem. And we should learn out over here, this pasuk is talking about either Netta Ravai or Kerem Ravai. So when you have these fruits, or these specifically vines, again, it'll be big machlokas we'll have in a moment, so you make a bracha Kilulim, you have to praise them before and afterwards. So we want to suggest this is the source. Melame Shatunim Brach Lufnem Uliachrem. You have to make a bracha before and afterwards. Mikan, I'm a Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva learned from over here, also liodim sheyitom, a person isn't allowed to go and even taste something, sheyitom klum, kodim sheyivarech, you can't even taste something without making a bracha on it. That's, Rabbi Akiva is basing it upon this pasuk, he's saying this is the source, and we'll explain this more a little bit later in the shiur. So more says, really? Is that what we need this pasuk kodesh hilulim Lashem to teach us? Bracha before and bracha afterwards? By kodesh hilulim Lashem, we need it lahachi yudiyasa. We need it for the following drasha. You're telling me you need it for this drasha? Hi kodesh hilulim lahachi yudiyasa? Hi mebo'elei? You need it for the following. Now there's two drashas over here. So you need chad, the yom rachmona. One, you need it to teach us over here, achle, that this is talking about right now, either Netta Ravai or Kerem Ravai, either way, they have to be redeemed. In the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the plants, the fruits of a tree, that's Arla. And then in the fourth year, you bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash, you treat it like Maisa Sheni, and you redeem it. If you're eating it, in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat it directly. But if you're not bringing it up to Yerushalayim, you redeem it, similar to Maiser Sheni, and then you take the produce and you the money that you got for the produce, and you redeem it and eat the food in Yerushalayim. The value of that food in Yerushalayim. So achle, you redeem it, you make it chulin, v'hadar achle, and then you're allowed to go and eat it. A play on the words, achle, v'hadar achle. So you redeem it, and then you can eat it. So that's what you need one of them for, to teach me this concept. The Idach and the other Hilulim, again, the two drushes over here. So one, you need to tell me the redemption process. The Idach tells me, Davar aton shira ton chilul, v'she'eno ton shira eno ton chilul. Only things that require shira on them. We'll see in a moment what this means, but it's basically talking about wine that you're menasech in the Beis HaMikdash. You have to sing hollow with it. You sing the shir. When you bring the korban, at what point? It's when you do the nisach of the yayin. So that's what it's telling us over here. The second Hilulim, the second drasha from Hilulim, is telling us that only something that has shir on it, i.e. wine, would be something that would require chilul redemption, i.e. if it's Kerem Revai, this is the source of that. And Vishenu Ton Shir is something that doesn't require shir. For example, Tosa says over here, if you had, for example, the Menachos, the flour, so that we don't sing shira on that. Or the Korbanos, we don't sing shira on that, on the Dam. We sing shira when you Bedavka pour the wine. So therefore, this is what you need both of these drushes for, and they're not free to teach us bracha before and bracha afterwards. And this is based upon Rav Shmuel Nachmani, Amar Yonason. What did he say? Rav Shmuel Nachmani, Amar Yonason. Minayin sheinom shira el alayayin. Where do we know that we specifically only sing the shira that you're singing with the korbanos when you bedavka do the nisuch hayayin? Shenemai, because the pasuk says v'tomu lemagefen. The vine says, so to say, hechadalti es tiroshi. Am I withholding my the wine? Hamesameach alukivi anoshim, that makes man happy and it makes God happy as well. So we can understand how wine makes man happy. Im anoshim mesameach alukim ba memesameach. Man, we understand how wine makes you happy. How does God get happy from wine? So mikan sheino mshira el alayayin. So this is the source that we learn out from this pasuk that bedavka when you do the nisach hayayin, that's when you sing the shira over here, and not at other points of time. Tosafot points out on other times we do sing shira as well. We say hallow, we say other things, but this is the only activity that's associated with shira. Fine. So the fact that we're doing Hakadosh Baruch Hu's bidding. So this is how wine, so to say, makes Hakadosh Baruch Hu happy. Here's a mitzvah that we're doing with yayin. So we understand how man gets happy with wine, and here's how God, so to say, gets happy with wine. So the Gemara says this works out great if you don't need the pasuk over here to teach me this din on kerem, because if you're learning this din on neta rivai, on all saplings, then this pasuk Kodesh Lul Hashem doesn't have to teach me just about the vine. So hanich lemandatoni neta rivai. We have, as Rashi points out over here, every place where it says it's over here, there's a machlokas. Should the girsa be neter revai or should the girsa be kerem revai? So this works out great. This drasha that we have, both hilulim over here free to tell me one before and one afterwards, a bracha before and a bracha afterwards, that's great if you have the girsa over here of neter revai. Because in this situation, you're not using kodesh hilulim to tell me that you're machalo the kerem, because you have a different source for that. However, you're learning out neter revai. So therefore, you have the Kodesh Hilul Hashem free to make this drasha. Elamanda Tony Karamavai, the one who learns out Karamavai over here, he needs this pasuk to tell me that you're using this for Karamavai. So he doesn't have two psukim. He doesn't have two drashas over here. Michael Amema, what's he going to say? Now, what is this machlokas? Karamavai Netzer. Revai did Baruch Yiv, Rav Shimon, Birebi. They had a machlokas. Chat Tony Karam. Every place over here, we have the word Neter Revai or Kerem Revai. One was Goris Kerem Revai, V'chad Tani Neter Revai. So Machlok is what the Girsa was. So therefore, the one who has Neter Revai, he's free. He has Kodesh Hilul Hashem free. And the one who has Kerem Revai doesn't have it free. Where it says, and even according to Lamanda Tani Kerem Revai, it works out well if you only need one of the two drushos over here. You don't need both of the drushos. You only need one of the drushos to teach me Kerem Revai. We'll see in a moment why. Hanicha, that will work out. There is another way to learn out that this pasuk is dealing with Kerem Revai without saying you need both of the Hilulim to teach me this drush on Kerem Revai. What is that? If you use a Gezer Rishava, what is that Gezer Rishava? The Tanya. We have one pasuk saying, the Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Nehemiah Khan, it says in regards to Neta Revai, it says, Lahosif Lachem Tuaso. And then it says, V'nemah Lahalon, by Kilayim, over there, it says, Utuas HaKerem. So we have both times over here, Tvua Tvua. Mal Lahalon Kerem, Avkan Kerem. So therefore, I know that this pasuk is talking about Kerem Revai, even without Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. And therefore, I only need one drasha, Iyat Lechad Hilul Libracha. I have one bracha, you still need one to tell me that you need to be mechalalit, you need to redeem it, but now I have one of the psukim is free over here to tell me, Chad Hilul Libracha. And therefore, I can have at least one bracha before or afterwards, we'll see in a moment, so the outcome is still not a problem, but I have one bracha that I can learn out from here. But if you don't learn the Gzeir Shava, below Yol of Gzeir Shava, Bracha Minale, then I don't have any free. I need both of the Psukim over here. Nothing is free. So therefore, how would you learn it according to that Man D'Yomer? And even, V'inami Yol of Gzeir Shava, and even if you want to learn the Gzeir Shava, Ashkelon Yaakov, so that only gives me one drasha free. One of the Hilulim is free. And I would learn that for the Bracha afterwards, because we have a marker for that, V'yachalta V'savata V'yachta, by benching, by bread. So I would say, okay, if I have one source over here, Mistam, it makes sense afterwards. Lefon of Minayim, how would I know beforehand? Even if I have one free drasha, I need two free drashas. So I says, no, that's not a problem. Holo, Kaisha. The Asya b'Kavachomer, that I can learn out through a Kavachomer. What's the Kavachomer? Kishu Saveya Mevorech. If a person is satiated, he's full, and he thanks Hashem. So how much more so? Kishu Roev L'Koshikei. When you're starving, that's certainly when you should thank Hashem. If you're satiated, okay, you thank Hashem. But the real opportunity, so to say, to thank Hashem is, whoa, I'm really starving. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me this food. And then you eat it. So therefore, even if I only had one drasha, and that tells me there's a bracha afterwards, mid-araisa, so then I would figure out through a kavachomer. Now, kavachomer is also daraisa. So therefore, I would learn out through a kavachomer the bracha beforehand. And therefore, even according to that man d'yomer, I wouldn't have a problem if I could learn out through the Zeir Shavah. The Gemara says, great, Ashkelon Kerem. So this man d'yomer would learn out that you make a bracha on vines, on grapes. That's it. Shar mina minayin. How does this man d'yomer? It's not netzer revai. It's not all things. It's only karam revai. So according to this man d'yomer, great. You were able to figure it out how if you use the gzeir shava and you use the kal v'chomer, that's how you know a bracha before and after grapes, before and after wine. So how do you know anything else? So Ashkelon Kerem, shar mina minayin. You want to tell me that the other minim also have to make a bracha. You want to learn it out through what we call a binyanav, the all of me Kerem. Let's all learn it out from Kerem. Kerem would be the paradigm. And if you make a bracha on Kerem, you should make a bracha on everything else too. Mara says you can't do that. Ma Kerem Dovar Shana. Oh, so this is the question still. So let's learn it out. Binyanav. Let's learn it out from everything else. When God shows us this is the way I want it done, so we say, well, this is the way he wants it done every place else. So God has showed us he wants us a bracha before and afterwards by vine through Kodesh Hilul Lashem. So Ma Kerem Dovar Shana Vitan Bracha. So what's the common denominator? What are we looking for over here? Something for which you get hanah from, you get physical pleasure from. It requires a bracha, the ton bracha. So too, I've called dover shenene ton bracha. So the paradigm would be over here, anything that you get hanah from, you have to thank Hashem before and afterwards. Ah, that's a good binyanav. A binyanav is a style of drasha, which tells me that if we find the din in this way to be done this way, mistama, that's the way God wants it in other places as well, as long as there's no pircha, as long as there's no logical imperative to say it doesn't apply every place else. And here the Gemara says, equal of infrach, I could slug that up. Because if it's not all equal, then you can't make a binyanav. And here you can say, kerem is unique. Malik kerem shekein chayav biololos. Kerem has certain things. Those they could have said other things as well. It picked ololos for whatever the reason. Ololos is a certain type of grape that you have on the vine. It's if you have this type, you have to leave it. If it's a single row of grapes, so then as opposed to clusters up and down, all sorts of things, we're not going to go to what ololos is right now. There are a couple of different opinions as to what ololos is. Rashi brings it down over here. If you look in the Rashi, is the Rashi? Okay, I got to find it. I have an old Gemara. It doesn't have the block print. Okay, Michael Amema. I'm sorry, I don't see it. I don't see it. I'm sorry. I'll get it in a second. Chai b'olos, got it. Thank you. Chai b'olos, the karmich olos olel, the pasuk says, ezu olos, what's olos? Kol she'en lem psigin, lo kosef lo notif. It doesn't have certain types of clusters on it over here, not the ones that are on top, not the ones that are on the bottom. El ashur yechid d'shalanov, it's just a straight row of grapes over here. So that you have to leave behind. That's like for the aniyim. So therefore, the unique aspect, you know why you make a bracha on vines, on grapes, on wine, is because it's a unique aspect to it. You have to give something to the aniyim over here. So therefore, you can't learn that as a binyan after everything else. Where it says, no, I can show you that that's not the common denominator. That's not the critical factor over here. Because karma tochiyah, on wheat, you have to go make a bracha afterwards as well. Oh, you're going to tell me, you know what, bread, dough, you have to take off the matnas guna called challah. You have to take off 1/24th, your private, 1/48th of your baker, and give that to the kohen. That's the truma called challah. So that's unique. So where it says, no, kerem yochiyah, but kerem doesn't have that. Kerem doesn't have challah. Challah, Kama doesn't have olulos, so each one of them has something that the other one doesn't have. But therefore, their unique thing isn't the common denominator that you can therefore disseminate to everything else. And this is called v'chazer adin lo rizeh kirizeh v'lo rizeh kirizeh. This is the first time we have this in this cycle of Shas, but this is a very, very common type of drasha. When you make a binyan av and you're trying to learn something to something else, so you say anything that has the common denominator, this din applies to. So here we want to say anything that has the common denominator, it can't be the olulos because kama doesn't have it. It can't be chala because karam doesn't have it. So what's the common denominator? So zatzad shovish behen dover shenan never taught bracha. They both are something that you get hanor from and you have to make a bracha on it. So therefore binyanav will learn it out to everything else. Binyanav mahatzad, they're both a similar type of drasha. Af kol dover shenan taught bracha. So let's learn out. This is how we learn out according to this man diyama karam revai that every type of food that you get hanor from has to have a bracha. Fine. Moshe says, no, you have to limit it, the common denominator. Mal tzad shovish ben shken yesh bo tzad mizbeach. You know what? They both go on the mizbeach. Wine goes on the mizbeach, and flour offerings go on the mizbeach. So maybe anything that you get an off from that goes on the mizbeach, that's the common denominator, that's the binyanav. Those types of things, you need to go and make a bracha before and afterwards. But nothing else. Oh, there's one other thing then. Olives, oil. Right? We pour oil in the menachos. For us, inami zayis. Oh, so we would include zayis. The isbeit tzad mizbeach as well. Oh, so you're right. We made one more thing. So grapes, wheat, and olives. But nothing else. Only those would have a bracha. Where it says, really? Olives? The zayis tzad mizbeach? Oh, see, the only way you know about olives that you have to make a bracha before and after them is because it comes through this binyanav over here. For the hedjuk sibbe. Olives are called karem. Olives are already included under the rubric of kerem. Because the pasuk says in Shoftim, "Vayaver migodish v'yad koma v'yad kerem zayis." When Shimshon destroyed the Plishtim areas, so it says he destroyed everything, including kerem zayis. So zayis is already included in kerem. What do I need to learn it out from over here through your binyan av? Someone says, no. Amar Rapapa. Rapapa says, Kerem Zayis Ikre. Kerem Stomolo Ikre. If you have a adjective with it, Kerem Zayis, so then you can say it's Kerem. But you don't call Zayis Kerem alone. So without this binyanav, I wouldn't have known olives. Someone says, okay, great. Great. So you have three things. We have grapes, you have grain, and you have olives. Great. How about anything else? An apple, an orange, potatoes. How do you know anything else? Become akum kasha. So the Gemara says, how are you going to learn out anything else? Malat tzad shom shem shken yesh from tzad mizbeach. All these three things, kerem, kama, zayis, they all are tzad mizbeach. How do we know anything else through this binyanav? So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo the yolit lo mishivas aminim. So let's learn it out from shivas aminim. The shivas aminim over here, the pasuk says, eretz chita soro tein agafin rimon eitzarech leduvash. So we have that, and right after that it says, yochalta v'savata uverachta. So that's the source. That's the source. So, ma shivas aminim, dova shenan v'tom bracha. So just like the shivas aminim are something that you get an offer from and you have to make a bracha on it, I've called dova shenan v'tom bracha. So this is our binyanav. Not through what we just said, through Kodesh Elul Hashem, but this will be the binyanav. Just like these sheva minim are required to make a bracha, so too everything is required to make a bracha. Anything you get an offer from. Where it says, no, that's also, you have a different common denominator. Mal shivas aminim, sheken chayavim bibikurin. The Shivas Aminim have their own special, unique attribute. They're obligated to bring from them Bikurim, the first crop of each, you bring to the Beis HaMikdash, give to the Kohanim. So therefore, that can't be a binyan enough to everything else, because that's unique. And furthermore, Vod, that says, V'chalta V'savot Erachta, afterwards, Vod, HaTeinach Li'akrav, we'd only know afterwards. L'fon of Minayin, how would you know to make a bracha beforehand? Well, the said, well, that we already asked and answered. If that was the only problem you had, holokasha, we already answered. That we learned out from the Kabbal Chomer that we said above. Kishu Saveya Mevarech. If you have to make a bracha after your Baruch Hashem satiated, certainly when you're hungry, Kishurav, you certainly owe kosher came. Would you certainly make a bracha? So if that were the only problem, so then we'd answer it. However, all the bottom line is, we still have the problem over here. This would only know for the Sheva Minim. And even the Gemara says, according to the one that said, well, we hanich l'man d'yomar net to revive. They have no problem. The whole problem was over here, Kodesh Elul Hashem was only for the man d'yomar kerem revive. No, ul'man d'tani net to revive, it also doesn't work out. Ha teinach kol dover nitiya. So then you'd only learn out, right, anything that's planted requires a bracha. If you want to say Kodesh Elul Hashem is the real source, so and that's learned out from net to revive, so then anything that's planted would have a din of making a bracha before and afterwards. The lav bar netiya, but something that's not planted. Kigon, basar, you have a steak. Beitzim, you have eggs. Dog, you have fish. Minaleh, how would you learn that out, that it has a bracha before and afterwards? So essentially disregards everything that we said till now and says, Ela svaru. The bottom line is the rabbis came up with over here a rabbinical decree. It makes sense. Now, a svara is really a daraisa, but here, this isn't a classical svara. This is something that's right and appropriate as opposed to a svara where you can deduce something, like a kal v'chomer, so that could be a din daraisa. So here it's just a svara, which is a din derabanan. And also, lo liyad mishyanim in olam hazeh, below bracha. It's pasnish, it's inappropriate for a person to get hanah from this world without thanking Hashem before and afterwards. And everything that the rabbi said until now is all beautiful asmachtas. Kodesh Elul Hashem is a beautiful asmachta, but that's not the real drasha. The real din is that it's a din derabanan to make a bracha, with the exception of yachalta v'savata v'rechta, and with the exception of birchas haTorah. So every other bracha is all rabbinical in nature. Tana rabban. It is forbidden for a person to get any benefit from this world without making a bracha. And then it adds, and if somebody goes and in fact does get benefit from this world, he's over me'ilah. Me'ilah is when you unintentionally take something from the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mefarshim will bring down, that's why it says it twice over here. It tells us, you're not allowed to. And then it says, you're over me'ilah. So, that's b'mezid. And even if you do it unintentionally, you're over me'ilah, so to say. So it's both intentional and unintentional. If you forgot to make a bracha, you're not as bad as a guy that said, I ain't making a bracha. But it's still not good. And therefore, both are wrong. A person has to learn Hilchus Brachas. A person has to remember to say Hilchus Brachas. Maite Kante, what should a person do if he didn't make a bracha? So, Yelechech Tzolchochem. Go to your rabbi. What's he going to do? That's what the word says. Yelechech Tzolchochem. My Ovidlei. What's the rabbi going to do? Not to mix religions over here. What's he going to say? Hail somebody and then say three hails and then you're fine? No. The rabbi can't bless you and say, yo, you're okay. Don't worry. Rabbis don't give tshuva. Rabbis spur you to do tshuva. But the rabbi can't say, yeah, you're forgiven, my son. We don't have that. So therefore, what does it mean go to the rabbi? How's the rabbi going to help you over here? Shmuel says the obvious answer. So I didn't finish the question. My Avidlei, Avidlei Surah, you did something wrong. The rabbi can't, give you forgiveness. The rabbi is not in the forgiving business. God's in the forgiving business. The rabbi is spurring you to do tshuva. Shmuel says, you're right, that's what the rabbi is supposed to do over here. Elam Rava, Yelechetzelchacha Meikara. It doesn't mean go to the rabbi afterwards. Go to the rabbi beforehand. Go to Daf Yomi, learn Hilchas Brachas, and then you'll know what bracha to make. V'yamdenu birachos, k'dei shalo yavo lidei me'ilah. This will prevent you from going and doing me'ilah. No, why didn't you just say shahakol and everything? Right? Yotze, guy does that. Listen, why do I have to waste all this time at the Daf Yomi? Why do I have to waste all this time learning Shulchan Aruch? Shakol ni Yabidvara. I learned that, and I'm good to go. Because pretty much bid the Yabid, if you make a shakol and everything, you yotze. So that's why it says you have to go to the rabbis to learn. Anybody that does that is a boor. Anybody that does that is a fool. You're not allowed to do that. It's only when you're absolutely in doubt, and you're not sure what to do, and there's nobody to ask. You don't want to be moil, so then you make a shahakol. But otherwise, you have to learn. Is this adama? Is this a mazonos? Is this a shahakol? So you can't rely upon that. That's why it says you must go to the rabbi beforehand and learn. You can't say, I don't need to go to the rabbi because I just make a shahakol and everything.
I think, though, it should be more than b'dievet because you're still acknowledging the whole point is not this me'ilah.
What's b'dievet? What's b'dievet?
No, if you make shahakol.
So if you make a shahakol,
yeah,
so that's why you're supposed to do that. But you can't go that can't be your motif in life, is that I'm going to just forget this entire section of Shulchan Aruch. The second volume of Mishnah Berurah has a lot of the Dinim of Brachas in the Reishas, right? So I'll just skip all of that. And I'll learn Shahakol Nei Bidvaro. You can't do that. That's wrong. A person can't be a bidyeved Jew. You have to be a lechatchila Jew. And this is when you're stuck and you have absolutely no choice. Okay, Shas Etchak is lechatchila Dami. So when you have no choice, you don't know what to do. Or there's a machlokes. We don't know how to paskin. So then you can rely upon making. We have this all the time. You don't know if it's an Adama Eitz, so sometimes we'll say make an Adama because Bidyevin Yeltsin on an Eitz with an Adama. You don't know what to say, a Shahakol or a Mazonas, a Shahakol or a Barpi Adama. So then sometimes we'll say make the Shahakol because at least Bidyevin be Yeltsin. If it really was supposed to be a Shahakol and you made an Adama, you may not be Yeltsin. If it's supposed to be an Adama and you made her Eitz, you're not Yeltsin. So therefore, when we're stuck, we'll say that. But lechachila, that's no way to do it.
Why don't you have to pay back? Well, you have to pay 20% or whatever. So why don't you give your brother? I eat an apple. I have to give the sucker an apple and a half.
So that may be a method of tshuva, but that's not a din. But that's not a din. That's not a din. Because it's like, it's ki'ilu mal. It's not real me'ilah. But it's again, you're right, 100%. You shouldn't do that. Okay.
Yeah. What if there is no choice on somebody else, let's say shrimp? Does he still
no, you don't make a bracha. That's called Botzea Berech Nietz Hashem. You don't make a bracha on an Aveira. So if a person has a heter to eat trade food, he's in a concentration camp, he's starving, and they say that he has to go and eat something like that, so then the din is you make a bracha. The din is you make a bracha. But if you're eating trade food because you like trade food, then you got other problems, don't make a bracha.
That's
bracha.
There's no choice still.
Arm of Yehuda Meshmur. Call a nanim alom azeh. If somebody goes and his nana from this world below bracha, ki'ilu, that's the key word, ki'ilu, nana mikot shemayim. It's as if you got something from shemayim that you weren't entitled to. You got benefit from something from shemayim. How do we know this? Shemayim says, Lashem ha'aretz umlo. Well, because it says, God owns everything. Lashem ha'aretz umlo. Rav Levi, Rabbi, wait a second. You got to know a little bit more than that. Ksiv, Lashem ha'aretz umlo. But it also says, Ksiv, ha'shemayim, shemayim Hashem, ha'aretz, asal avnei adam. Wait a second, which one is it? Is this world ours or is this world God's? So there's no stira, no kasha. Kan kodem bracha, kan li acha bracha. It all depends when. God has given us the right to eat on this world after we make a bracha. But before we make a bracha, you don't have the right. You only have the right after the bracha. If somebody gets benefit from this world without making a bracha, kilu gozel, again, ki'ilu, kilu gozel le'akodesh baruch hu, u'knesses Yisrael. Here, we had another thing. You're stealing from God, and you're also stealing from Klal Yisrael. Why? Shenemar gozel aviv imo, v'omer ein posha, chaberu li'ish mashlis. What does this pasuk mean for Mishlei? It says over here that you're a mother and father, so you're a chaber to li'ish mashlis. How do we dash that? Ein aviv ela kodesh baruch hu. Who is the father? A father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Shebashamayim, Shenemar, Halo Hu Avicha Kanecha. So he's our father. He's the creator. Then Imo, Ela Knesset Yisrael. The mother is a reference here to Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, Shemaya Bnei, Musar Avicha, Ve'alti Tosh, Toras Imecha. So therefore, you have over here a concept that the Avicha and Imecha in this Pashuk homiletically are darshaned over here to mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Knesset Yisrael. And then, my Chaver Hu Liish Mashlis, what does that mean? Armi Chinina Papa, Chaver Hu Liyarovim Ben Nevoi. Shehishlis as Yisrael Lavim Shishmaim. You're like a chaver over here to the Ish Mashkis. Throughout Shas, throughout our literature, we always refer to the Chote Umachte par excellence. And it's so sad. It's such a tragic story. Rabbi Nevat was greater than David HaMelech. And he, in fact, if he had only not been arrogant, the Medrash tells us, he would have been greater than David HaMelech. Hashem said to him, you do tshuva and you come back, because he was Chote Umachte. I'll say in a moment why. But Hashem said to him, come back and walk beside David and me. He said, who's going to walk in the front? And he wasn't happy when they said, we'll all walk together. And therefore he said, if I can't walk in the front by myself, then I don't want to walk. And Yerov and Avant went off the derech. And he was the classical example of a Chote Umachti. He caused other people to sin. He set up the Avodah Zarah in Hagrizim and Har Evel and Dan. He was, unfortunately, he was the head of the Sanhedrin. He gave Musa to Shlomo HaMelech. He was an unbelievably great person. And unfortunately, he went off the derech. And he's the classical Chote Yomachti. So over here too, you're a Chavir. If you go and sin against Hashem and Klal Yisrael, how are you sinning against Klal Yisrael? Because you're causing the bracha to be removed from Klal Yisrael. There's a great bracha in the fruits, but when you sin, you don't make brachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the bracha away from the fruits. That's a sin against everybody. Though all the people that benefit from the fruits are now hurt by your lack of making a bracha. So that's how you're chote against Aviv, Hashem, and Knesset Yisrael. And you're like your Rabbi Menavat, who's a chote umachti. Rechidina bar Papa Rami, he says one pasuk, Siv lo kachti digoni bi'ito. So I will take my product, produce at the right time. Uksiv, yosafta digonecha v'lomer, and you'll collect your produce. What's this? My produce, your produce. So kash again, kam bizman shol Yisrael osim mitzvot shemakom, kam bizman shein Yisrael osim mitzvot shemakom. It all depends when. Are you doing the will of Hashem or you're not doing the will of Hashem? If you're doing the will of Hashem, then Hashem says, here's my stuff, take it. If you're not doing the will of Hashem, so then you can't take it. Tana Rabbanu, Yisabta Digonecha. What does that mean? You collect your food. Matam Lomar. Why does it say Digonecha? Lefish Nema, Lo Yimush Seva Torah Zemi Picha. Listen to this drasha. The Pasuk says you're supposed to learn Torah all the time. So Yochel, I might have thought, Devarim Kisavim, it's literal. Lo Yimush Seva Torah Mi Picha. You're never allowed to do anything other than learn Torah. So that's what I might have thought. Yochel, Devarim Kisavim. You have to take it literally. Tama Lomar, no. Yisabta Digonecha. I want you to go and collect your dagon. Hanigbo minok derech eretz. Divrei Rishwa. Rishwa says, I want you to have a job. You got to go out and have a job. Learning Torah is primacy. But you got to have a job. And Rav Shimon Yochai says, no. Rav Shimon Yochai, the one who was in the cave for 12 years, then the 13th year. Rav Shimon Yochai, who literally was just learning all day, and Hashem made miracles for him and gave him food. So his sheet, Rav Shimon Yochai, man, Efshar Adam Chorish B'Shas Karisha, what? You're telling a guy to go out and plow during the plowing season, and Zoreh B'Shas Riyah, and plant during the planting season, the Kot B'Shas Ktzira, and harvest during the harvesting season, V'Dosh B'Shas Disha, and then he has to thresh during the threshing season, V'Zorah B'Shas Haruach, and then when the wind comes, he threshes a little bit more, he throws it up and winnows it in the wind. So Torah, Mate Alel, when are you supposed to learn Torah if you have a job? Say hello, bisman shiswal osim mitzvon shemakom. He dashed in the pesukim as follows: when you do God's will, malach the nasi de acherim. Shneema v'yam du zarim v'raot sonchem v'gomer. When you're doing exactly what God wants, He'll make sure that you have food on the table. God will take care of everything for you. How? We'll see. We'll see. Let's finish because I know all your questions. We're going to get to them in a second. I know we'll answer them, but we'll get to them all in a second. But when you're not doing God's request, which is to learn Torah, then you have to do your work. You don't want to learn Torah? I'll make you do work. And not only that, I'll make you do other people's work as well. I'll make you do other people's work as well. So which way is right? Get a job and learn Torah, or just learn Torah? Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Har beyasu k'Rabbi Shmuel, many people got a job and learned Torah, but also beyodin, and they're very, very successful. The Rebbe, they're also beyodin. Many people did k'Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, they're also beyodin, and they were not successful. So Abaye seems to say, get a job and learn Torah. Amalei Rav LeRabbanan, Rav says, "B'matusim einaychu." Rav said to his Talmidim, "When it comes to the month, Yomi Nisan, Yomi Tishrei, Yomi Nisan." Rashi says over here, that's during the time when it's harvest time, the Yemi HaKotzer, and Yomi Tishrei. He says that's when they would go press in the Gitos and the Badim. They would press the olives and they would press the vineyards. So Lo Techzu Kamai, don't come to Shia. Rav said, don't come to Shia during those months. Ki heche, de lo titridu, titridu, bimaznayichu, kulushata. So you'll have parnos the rest of the year. If you spend a lot of time working in these 2 months, then you can go and sit and learn Torah.
What was the Yachikala?
What? So Yachikala was the same idea that they would learn during the months of Tishrei and Nisa. It depends on, they're coming up, this depends when you're in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, not times of the Beis HaMikdash, yeah. So every place is different. So the bottom line is, which way is correct? So the post can bring down, for most people, the way of Rabbi Yishmael is correct. You gotta have parnasa. Most of us are not in the madrega that if we sit and learn all day, then you're gonna come home and you're gonna find that there's a supper on the table. But if you're on the madrega, Rabbi Yishmael Bayachai, so then you have the right. If you're such a huge Talmud Chacham, so then you have the right to expect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of your needs without you having to do the normal ishtadlus that normally is expected of a person. This is a huge, huge question. I'm not going to get beyond the answer today. We have to go weiter. So, I'm sorry? So again, if you're on a certain madrega, it's not an ace because you're doing what Hashem says, then it's not an ace. It'll come. It's not necessarily going to come down in the fashion of an ace. So some rich guy is going to say, I'd like to support you in sitting and learning Torah. You talk a Zula relationship. His wife's supporting. Somebody somehow will get support. So again, we're not here commenting on anything. We're reading what the Gemara says. Each person has to figure out for himself what's the bay. Everybody agrees Torah has to be primacy. The only question is how much time you spend on parnasa and how much parnasa you need. And that's for each person to work out. And if you're amongst the yechidim that can actually sit and learn Torah for 20 hours a day, so there's one day you can sit and learn 20 hours a day and God will figure out a way to give you parnasa. Every person has to figure out for themselves. Look at the difference between the early generations and our generations. The early generations were much higher level than the later generations. Even if they worked, they made the Torah the primacy. The Daf Yomi, they revolved their life around the Daf Yomi. They did 8 hours a day Daf Yomi, 10 hours a day Daf Yomi. Their learning was their primacy. And no, I also have a job. I'll fit in working. I'll do a little bit of business when I can. But their work was Torah. And their parnasa they made one way or the other. And therefore, Zufazun is kind of the other. And they were successful in Torah, and they were successful in parnasa. But the later generations, Doros Achronim, this is the time of the Amorayim. They made their work the key thing. I got to work, 18-hour day because I got to make a lot of money. The Taras and the Rai, no, I go to the Rabbi Shir every now and then. Zuvazu alone is kind of yodim. They have a hard time making a parnasa and they don't know Torah. So again, every person has to figure it out for themselves. Again, similar idea. Early generations are higher level than the later generations. Doris Rishonim, who machnisim perosam derech traksimon, kidei lechayvim b'mayisros. We had this the other day, it's halacha psuka, that if you don't bring it in through the front door, so then you're potter, at least on a deraisa level, in certain things, in trumas and maisers. So there's two ways to look at this. I got a great idea. Let's never give trumas and maisers and bring it in through the skylight. Or you could say, let's shut off the skylight so nobody ever brings it in through the skylight, even if it's more convenient to bring it through the skylight, so we can be mechayev ourselves in Trumas and Maisos and do the bidding of Hashem. Two ways to look at it. What type of Jew do you want to be? So the earlier generations, Doris Rishonim, they bedavka made sure it came through the traksimon. The traksimon over here is the front door. They made sure that everything came through the front door. Traksimon, the Shita, the Mekubetz, it says over here, trak means shar, and simon means bias. So they made sure he came through the front door of the house. Okay? And mechayev stuff that they normally wouldn't bring. Normally we bring this through the back door. Normally we bring this through the, out of helicopter, dropping it through the skylight. No, put it on the front porch so we can bring it through the front door. So they went out of their way to, at financial cost to themselves, to take two mesemaisus. Doros achronus machnisim perusam derech gagos, derech chatzerus, derech kapivios. They went through every possible way not to go through the front door. They went through various courtyards in different ways. Some aren't going to the word chatzerus because some say if you go through the chatzer, you're also chayiv. So some are not going to the word chatzer over here. In any event, they went out of their way looking for coolers, out of their way looking for, legal exemptions over here. Kedi lepatrim in a maisa. Two different approaches to Yiddishkeit. And this is based upon the din that technically you're right. Midaraisa, you wouldn't be chayv in this situation because the pasuk says shenem arbiyati hakodesh min habayis. So it has to be coming through the house. Rav Yochanan says that's why someone calls the word chatzir before. He says no, a chatzir is also chayv in trumas habayis. Shenem arbiyachlu b'sharecha v'saveyu. So therefore, this is the normal way through in the shahr, coming through the chatzir. So therefore, that would be chayv as well. Then it says chutz min hayayin on why we make a higher bracha. The Gemara says maishno hayayin. Why is wine different? Ilema mishum dishtane liluya mishum dishtane because it was changed for a better thing. Liyulu dishtane. I'm sorry. Mishum dishtane liluya ishtane lebracha because it went up. So we give it a higher bracha. Harishemen dishtane liluya v'lo ishtane lebracha. So then, if that's the reason, how come by oil, which also went up, and olive is not worth as much as oil, so it went up also. So how come we don't make a special bracha? So the Gemara says, what bracha would you make? Don't review them. Yochanan shemen zayis v'vachem bar priyates. We don't make a special bracha. We only make a bar priyates. So the Gemara says, ami hasam yishum d'lo efshar. The reason why we don't make a special bracha is because by we say bore pri hagofen, it comes from a gofen, and now it's something else. What are you going to say? Bore hazayis? It is a zayis. Hechi nevarach. Nevarach, bore pri hazayis, peragufi zayis ikre. It's called a zayis. So we're going to say bore pri hazayis. It doesn't make sense. Shmuel says the obvious answer. The navichalei bari pri eitz zayis. If that's your only problem, so then you can solve it by saying, we thank you Hashem for the fruits of the tree zayis. So why not? So Shmuel says you're right. Elamar zutra. Mar zutra says chamra zayin mishchalo zayin. The difference is over here. Does it make you over here satisfied? Is it zayin? Is it zon? So chamer zayin mishklo zayin. Wine satiates a person, and oil doesn't satiate a person. That's why we make a special bracha on wine and not a special bracha on oil. Mor says mishklo zayin. Oil doesn't satisfy, but nan. We have a rule. I know the minhag, and somebody makes a nether, I will not eat. Why he makes such a nether? He made such a nether. I will not eat today. So mutter b'bay mumela. He's allowed to have salt and water. Vavinam b'bay mumela who de lo ikri mazon, because it didn't fulfill his vow. By eating that, he's not going against his vow, because my mumela, they're not called mazon. Implication being ha kol mile akri mazon, everything else, including zayis, is called mazon. So it is zan. So name of tevi tiyufta the Rav Shmuel. So then, this should only be a mizonos. Then, how can we only make a mizonos on the five grains? You should be able to make mizonos on everything. Someone says, you're right. That we answered up easily. So, that's when he says something that is zon on me. And that is specifically over here, the bari minim mizonos. But you see, alma mishka is zayin. It is included in the category of being zayin. So how can you tell me over here that wine is Zayin and Mishka is not Zayin? Back to our original question. Shmuel says, you're right. That's not the answer. Elachamr soyed, u'mishka lo soyed. Wine over here satiates a person, and Mishka oil doesn't satiate a person. Shmuel questions this. V'chamr mi soyed? Does wine really satiate a person? V'arava, havishasi chamr kol ma'ale yom v'pischa. Rava, on Erev Pesach, would drink wine all day long. It didn't satiate him, it made him hungry, and he wanted to eat the matzah b'teyavon. So how can you tell me, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to drink wine on Erev Pesach, it's also brought down, unless it's going to get you drunk, or unless it's going to cause trouble for you. But if it's going to actually make you eat l'teyavon better, you're allowed to drink a decent amount of wine, again, assuming that that's true, that it will make you, what Mishnah Berurah says, you have to know it yourself. If it really is going to make you do the mitzvah better and not make you do the mitzvah in any way worse, then it's a good idea. But otherwise, it's not a good idea. For most people, it's certainly not a good idea. But you clearly see that wine doesn't satiate, it actually stimulates your appetite. The nechel matzah tveit, that he can eat more matzah. So Mark gives the answer, tuva gorya, a lot of wine will make you hungrier. But porto, a little bit of wine soyed, a little bit of wine is going to, in fact, make a person very satiated. Gemara says, "Umi soyed klal? Really? Does wine make you satiated at all? Any amount?" It says by wine, the gomer. It says wine will make you happy over here, and bread will satiate you. Namhu de soyed, chamra lo soyed. Wine doesn't make you satiated. Gemara says, "You're right. El chamra is beitarte soyed umishcha umusameach." So wine over here does both. It makes you satiated, and it also is misamech you. Bread, nama, misat soyed, smuchi lo misamech. It doesn't make you happy. Shmuel says, ihachi, if that's true, then wine is greater than bread. Ihachi, nivri chalei shlosh brachos. Why don't we bench if you have wine? There's one opinion that says we do, but we don't do that. That's not the halacha. So the more answers, lo kavi inish suda sayu ilave, because we don't kavei suda, and only when you bench, only if you kavei suda. Shmuel says, I'm only Rav Nachman or Yitzchak Rava, I kava ilave sudoso my, and knew if a person was kavei suda on wine, don't ask me what type of guy this is, but he says, now we're going to have wine tonight for supper. So such a person, what should we do? Can he be making benching on that? Something like Yeshayahu Elio. When Elio comes, we'll ask him. I normally say Loba Shemayimi. So the answer is Elio's going to come and tell us a svara over here. Svara Elio can tell us. He can't tell us a din, but he can tell us a svara. V'yomar, and he will say V'yomar, and he'll tell us Ihavya Kviyusa, and he'll tell us can you not make a kviyus on wine? Nudgumar says Hashta. Now until Elio comes, Mia Batla Daito Etzel Kaladam. Now at this point in time, we don't listen to what Elio. We don't know what Elio is going to say. So now we say most people aren't kaveh suda wine. So therefore, today we don't bench on wine. Yeah.
Maybe answer
the question
on why don't we make oil? Why don't we make a separate?
So the bottom line is, it's not soyed. It's not really soyed. Okay. Well, I have to leave a little bit early today, so we'll stop over here. But we made it Baruch Hashem even farther than the first year. Have a great Shabbos, everybody.